Namaste. My name is Hu Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to seduce. This is part number 7. So, we want to serve the women. And women don't like needy and greedy guys for sex normally. So the thing is how I have started. So I've made different groups like Tantra 1, Tantra 2, and so on. So I was well prepared for dating because I wanted to serve the girls and love the girls. So I made these Tantra groups to open up my heart and to do it in the right way. And then I want to be the best lover. And with this attitude, I didn't need to seduce any girl because the girls were coming to me, even they didn't know that I have done the Tantra groups. But unconsciously, they could see that people with these groups, this is experience for all the members of this group, they're attracting the opposite sex. Because these people can serve well and will do well. They are sensible for the women. So even then, for every date or for every seducing, I meditate at least 1 hour. I make my body exercise to be relaxed, and even then I visualize the worst outcome to be even more relaxed. That I can say, okay, if it's not working out, who cares? And when I was all the time driven that I need a girl, nothing had worked out. Never. It was more if I'm ready to give something that I could get something. Okay. So then the other thing is really important that the nature wants kids, and so the females want kids. And urgently, this is one of the biggest drives in our life. So this means that women love sex, and so you do. So you have just to seduce them, and they need a male, not a wussy, not a weakling, not a coward, because the nature wants strong kids, and so they need a strong male, a leader, a guy with purpose and mission in his life, a guy with passion. And we are passionate. You even hear it. You even can see it. You can even feel it. And exactly this the women want. And not a guy, can I seduce you, please? Do you think that this is very, very appealing? But a guy who's speaking like me, hey, you're so beautiful. I love you. And then you build it up. Embrace her. And most of my seducing I've done, even spoken, no word at all. And this worked out. Okay, you have to lead. And if she's saying no, okay, then it was wrong. And you need to serve her, that you see what she needs. And this is all the time I address what she needs, and then I'm waiting for the right moment. Timing is everything. For sure, you can hug her before, embrace her before. You can give her a kiss before. For this, you don't need this best optimum moment. But if you want to go further, then you have to look if he's getting soft and so on, and how is her reaction. And if you wait for the right moment, easy. So this means you enjoy your time, she's enjoying her time, finish. It's just so simple. Not, I have to. You don't have to anything. You have just to enjoy your time with this lady and to serve her well. And for this, keep contact with her. Really feel her emotions. Really look what is happening with her. Be in contact with her. Be in contact with her love and your love. And this is so simple. If you just do this thing, and I didn't have done anything more, and then it's so damn simple, no? Easy. Okay. Okay, try it out. And thank you that I could help you. And bye.